Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is a football Friday. How are we doing today, Evan and Tiki, for the next 4.5 hours? A lot of football to get to. Thoughts on the Jets, thoughts on the Giants, the thoughts on the rest of what's going on in Week 10 in the NFL. We've got the posting of potentially future Met, future Yankee, but probably future Dodger. Munetaka Murakami we'll get to.
Definitely Dodger.
And, of course, your phone calls over the next 4.5 hours at 888-808-1019. On the heels of the Sean Morash report, amongst others, tell me if I'm speaking out of school when I say this. As the New York Giants get set to take on the Chicago Bears Sunday afternoon in Chicago, and even rethinking to what you said on Monday about the lack of leadership, this feels like a let go of the rope kind of game. And if that rope is let go of, Sean's report could turn out to be true on Monday morning. Like, Brian Daboll could potentially lose his job if things are ugly Sunday in Chicago. True or false?
I doubt it. I don't think that's going to be the case, simply because it's so hard when you fire a coach to not keep free-falling. It becomes disastrous. I mean, this happened once with us. Obviously, we talked about it multiple times with Jim Fossil stepping down or getting fired, whatever you want to position it, but he stayed on as the coach. And we didn't even get close to winning another game. It just became an unmotivating environment. It didn't make any sense, because why are you listening to a guy who you know is not going to be there next year or the next week or whatever the situation would be? I think the Giants have an opportunity this weekend to stop all of the bleeding and the nonsense that is floating around this team. And I don't mean nonsense meaning it's not true and that their guys aren't on the hot seat. I mean, the nonsense distractions.
The talk of it goes away with a win, at least for a day.
100%.
At least for a week.
When you think about preparing for a week of a football game, it is you get in, you review last week's tape, then you start thinking about how do we beat the next opponent. And it's hard to do that when every day all you're getting is, well, your coach is going to be gone. What do you think about that? Well, what are you going to do when you have a new staff in here? How does that affect your process going forward? And it's distractionary. You can't focus on putting a game plan together, putting the best options on the game plan, and then practicing it, and getting everybody on the same page and preparing to win a game. Winning games are hard in the NFL, and when you start to get distracted by all the other stuff that has nothing to do with the Sunday, but more about the 30,000-foot picture of a team, it gets impossible to win. And so the opportunity for the Giants this week is to block all that out and just win a damn game. Now, it's too early and it's cliche to say this is must win for whatever reason, but this is must win for me if you're the Giants, because you've been hemorrhaging right now in the court of public opinion. You have to stem it somehow. Something good has to happen other than Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And Jackson Dart is going to be, I think he's going to continue to be the story. But winning needs to be the story.
Well, it's interesting. Must win is always a term I hate so much because nothing's really a must win until you have to win the game and your season is over. Like game 7 of the World Series is a must win game.
Right.
But you are kind of right when you look at the rest of the season and where it's going. The Chicago Bears are an interesting team.
Mm-hmm.
They're a team on the rise, or at least that's the belief if you believe in Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. They're on the rise.
Right.
But they're also the most beatable team on your schedule for the next month, because then you're going to play the Green Bay Packers. That doesn't really feel winnable. And then you're going to play the Detroit Lions, and yes, that doesn't feel winnable.
In Detroit.
And then you're going to go to Foxborough and play the Patriots, and that doesn't feel winnable. So I guess when you think of must wins, it's like, well, okay, great. Winning and then what? I think the winning, and you put it best, it just stops the bleeding for a week.
Yes.
It quiets the noise for a week. It stops the constant talk amongst fans, which I think is rightfully so. I don't criticize us for saying it, that, hey, this head coach has to go. Like, that's what the record indicates.
Yes.
So I don't think it's unfair, but I do think a win will at least stem it a little bit and give you just a little bit of hope, because I think if you lose this game and you're 2-8 and you're on a 4-game losing streak and you're staring down at the Packers, Lions, and Patriots, it is very likely you're going to be 2-11, which also means it's very likely that at some point they are just going to fire Brian Daboll.
Yeah, because once you get to the point where you can't motivate guys and they're not all in and it looks it, then you've lost, right? Then you've lost your job. You've lost your ability to do your job at a high level. And that's where Dabes is right now. It's just the reality of what's going on. And so the only way to stem that is to put a good product, have your team prepared, which, by the way, they have been prepared. They just haven't been good enough, particularly defensively. But have your team prepared, highly motivated, and win a game that you're not supposed to win, right? The Bears are 5-3. Right, they're not world beaters, but they run the hell out of the football. They've rushed for 200 yards in two of their last three games.
I do have a question about the Chicago Bears, and I think the mirror imageness between the Giants and the Bears is fascinating. From a year ago, and where you want to be, and the mirror is probably more than even people realize. So, number one, I think the one that jumps out at you is Caleb Williams. Like, hey, they drafted a quarterback, they fired a coach after 1 year, or 1 year into his term, hired a new head coach, and things are looking up. They have a top-10 offense, they're 5-3, things are looking up. But the other mirror image of the Bears and the Giants that I do find fascinating gets into a debate that I know Tommy and Sean will have scheduled today at 3:30 in terms of who's failed more, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. The Chicago Bears hired a general manager and a head coach in the same offseason. Their names were Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus. Now, the difference is they came from different organizations.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, they hired a GM in Ryan Poles, they hired a head coach, and they were married, right? And then they failed. And then they drafted a quarterback. And then in the middle of last year, year one of the quarterback, the head coach, Matt Eberflus, got fired.
Yeah.
And the GM, Ryan Poles, kept his job and hired Ben Johnson. And voila, here we are. The Bears are 5-3. And the GM and coach that came in at the same time got split up.
Mm-hmm.
The GM stayed. I'm sure there was talk in Chicago at the time of blame them both. They both suck. And yet the GM did survive.
Yeah.
Picked a new head coach. And at least for now, we're 8 games into the season, card subject to change. The Bears seem like they're in a better place. It does feel an awful lot like the Giants.
Yeah, no, it does. And I'm not saying that the same thing is going to happen or even it should happen, but if you're looking for not the quick turnaround.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Because again, I don't know how good the Bears are. The Bears have beaten the Cowboys, who have been bad this year. They can't stop a nosebleed. The Raiders, who are turnover machines. The Commanders, I guess that was their good win. The Commanders was their good win, because I think Jaden Daniels was still playing in that game. Maybe he wasn't. I can't remember now. Maybe he got hurt in that game. Then they beat the New Orleans Saints, which is whatever. It's a walkover. And then they beat the Bengals.
Outscored the Bengals.
Who had the ball last was basically winning that football game.
And yeah, so, the wins aren't overly impressive.
Right, so they're good, but it's only because they've won games that they're supposed to. And so the difference is that the Giants aren't winning the games that they can or are supposed to. And so would that change if a new head coach came in and you had a new attitude, a new feel about? Sure, maybe. I don't know. But right now, I don't think the Giants can start looking that way. The fans can go start looking that deeply, but I don't think the organization can. You got to figure out a way to stop the hemorrhaging that's happening right now.
Yeah, the other potential similarity, and I say potential because it hasn't happened yet, was that Matt Eberflus was fired in the middle of last year.
Right.
And he was fired in the middle of last year, I guess partially because of the tipped interception loss to the Washington Commanders a month before he got fired. So there was a really bad collapse on the resume. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing that very well could be similar. I don't know if Brian Daboll is going to finish the year here. I think a lot of it's going to depend on what happens next. You know, if this is ugly in Chicago on Sunday, I can see it happening on Monday night,
yeah,
or Monday morning. If the losses continue to pile up and the bleeding continues, and let's say there is quit in that room, I could absolutely see it happening. Not that it's going to make a difference in the short term. It certainly didn't last year when Chicago did it. Does it give them an advantage that you have a head start on the coaching search? Maybe, maybe not. But there are times where you just say, he ain't the guy, we're going to move on. And so I look at the Chicago team, and maybe it's a sign of hope if you're a Giant fan, because they are in a good place right now. I think you'd be pretty happy if next year the Giants were 5-3,
right,
even if we looked at their wins and said, it's not that impressive.
Had two good running backs.
Yeah, running the ball, the quarterback's
good
developing.
Good wide receivers, a quarterback who can throw but also can scramble around and make plays with his legs as well. It's like, I mean, they're not the ideal, but they are the example of how things can turn around.
They're the
There's
example
no doubt about that.
Of how things can turn around. They're the example for everybody out there, and there are plenty who freak out about breaking up the Jackson Dart camaraderie with his head coach or his offensive coordinator. It happens.
Yeah, players matter more. To me, it's players matter more. And when you get a coach like Ben Johnson, I'm just assuming this is the case because I don't know. We haven't called Ben Johnson game yet. I don't know yet. But Ben Johnson seems to have this offense operating perfectly to their limits right now. And I mean that primarily in the run game. And when you watch it, it is interesting because it looks like it's 1998 or early 2000s football.
Right.
Caleb Williams, who never was under center in college, he's under center, a big deal, a big amount of times. They have a fullback that gets under center, and they just run downhill at you. And they have a quarterback who can make you defend the sixth skill position player, and they score points. It's just I don't want to put it all on the coach, but this is a markedly different team than it was a year ago.
No, absolutely. The other thing in doing the research on what led to Eberflus's firing, to see, like, just kind of following the tea leaves on when coaches get fired midseason, and I am throwing Robert Saleh out because that's Woody Johnson just being Woody.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, like, good reason that they made that decision, but it sounded like the message from Matt Eberflus was being lost. And yes, it was buoyed by a brutal loss in the middle of the season, and the players stopped hearing the message. This is the thing I don't know. This is the thing you don't even know, despite right. doing pre and post, because we're not in that room to hear it and feel it. Is the message being lost? Is this a talent issue? Is this a messaging issue? Is it everything?
Yeah, I don't think it's the message necessarily. Some of it is the in-game decisions. That's both offensively and defensively. We can go back to the Denver game, go back to the defensive schemes, the ineffectiveness of this defense, especially against the run the last couple of weeks. But to me, it feels like a motivating thing. It's not a message thing. It's a motivating thing. It's do I want to do this not only for my coach, but for my teammates, for myself? If you don't come into work every day saying that, I owe it to myself, I owe it to my teammates, I owe it to my coach, then at some point during a game, you're gonna quit, right? Not like fully quit, but you're just not gonna have it. And in order to win in this league, everybody has to have it. And the coach provides that, or the coach is supposed to provide that. He's supposed to generate that inside of every guy. And coaching is nuanced, man. We know this. It goes back to the stories of Bill Parcells and how he coached LT versus everybody else. Like, there's a nuance into coaching. And if you don't have your pulse on the guys that matter, you don't have a chance as a team.
Right.
And so to me, I feel like that's more of what's occurring right now. Not necessarily, you know, this team isn't ready. It's not that. It's just the pulse is lost.
And
they got to find it.
Is it tougher, or does it become tougher to find the pulse when every week you just keep losing?
Very much so.
I think that's the challenge we're 100%.
Facing.
100%. Right, they're losing
so
all
no
the
time.
No
matter what happens, you can go in with the best of attitudes, of desires, of energy, game plan, whatever it may be, and then you still find a way to lose. Denver. They dominated that game.
Yeah.
Dominated that game. And they found a way to lose it. Like, that gets discouraging.
Yeah.
And as soon as you start to expect to be discouraged, it's going to happen, right? No matter what you believe, that's going to happen. And as soon as you start believing, well, we're going to screw this up anyways, it's over.
WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019. And Brian Daboll answers the Sean Morash Report. I will give Sean Morash a lot of credit, because not only did he give the morning show half their content today with the debate on, did Sean steal it from Nikki on social media?
Right, who is that, by the way?
I'm still confused, Teague, to be honest with you.
She is a podcast host who had tweeted out the story she had heard, which is similar to Sean's. It's actually the same as Sean's. Yeah. And she was like, I had it first. And Sean's like, no, no, no. I didn't even see your tweet. I got the information through my sources. And so there was a little bit of a hubba-hubba-hubba-baloo. Yeah.
And good for her. She has good sources.
But not only did you provide content for the morning show, you've also given questions that the Giant Beat could ask Brian Daboll at his Friday press conference. So earlier today, of course, Coach Daboll would be asked about the Sean Morash report. Take a listen.
There was a report yesterday from WFAN, the Giants radio station, that your job was in jeopardy after the Broncos game, getting off the plane. Is that something that you were even aware of? And what do you know about that?
I know about it talking to Pat on the way down. So
no, I mean,
but other than that, no. But again, not winning enough games. There's a lot of reports out there. So you don't think you focus on those. You focus on the things you can control.
Brian Daboll gave a perfect answer.
I agreed.
I mean, it's a perfect answer. And also, asking Brian Daboll about him almost being fired is kind of stupid. It's like, I'm about to get fired, right? Let's say there's a report. Evan Roberts is about to get fired. If you call and ask me, my answer is going to be, I hope not. how would I know if I'm about to be fired?
Right.
I assume that the architect would keep it under cloak and dagger and then at the last second say, Evan, you're fired. So I assume that head coaching in the NFL would be the same way. Like, whoever's deciding to fire Brian Daboll, whether it's John Mara or Joe Shane, they're not telling Brian they're about to do it. So asking Brian Daboll about it, to me, I get why you did. You have no one else to ask. But it's kind of weird.
Yeah, because you have to ask it, but because it's a report. It's right out there. Right. And so I think you were right, though. Dabes answered it. The only way you can answer it is, I got other things I have to worry about. I can't worry about whether or not I'm going to be here tomorrow or not. I have to worry about getting this team ready to try to win a game in Chicago. So it might feel good for you to ask that question, and the fans might think they're getting their pound of flesh because you asked that question, but what the hell can I do about it?
He's got to win games.
He's got to win games, period. And that's exactly what he said. He's 100% right.
Unlike Sean, I'm not going to report anything. I'm going to tell you, using my brain, this is the deal. The more they lose, the worse they lose, the better chance there is that we're going to come on the air Monday at 2 o'clock and talk about an in-season firing. That's reality. And that's not based on talking to anybody. That's sports. That's also the emotion of running a football team.
Yeah.
If this gets worse, there's a greater chance, even in the middle of the season, that he'll be fired.
Yeah. I mean, look, let's keep it real. They had back-to-back really bad seasons, 6-11, and then 3-14 last year, and now they're 2-7. Like, what else are you? What else could there be?
And I've said this.
I mean, it's obvious. You don't even need to say it.
You're right. What I mean? And I've said this stat 100 times, but I want to say it again because people need perspective on this. The New York Giants have never in their history had a coach have 3 straight losing seasons and then be allowed a 4th season.
And very few never teams happened in NFL history.
That's right.
Do that.
Well, actually, Robert Saleh had that chance last year, but then he got fired. The Jets did it twice. Weeby Eubank and Robert Saleh at 3. Yeah. 21, 22, 23.
Yeah.
Began the 24th season, or 24, and then, of course, a few games and got fired.
Right.
But it's a rare thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very, very rare thing to have happen. Anyhow, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019, the number. Alex is in Southampton, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, guys. Thank you very much. Hi, Tiki, your favorite truck driver here.
What up, Alex?
I'm going to try to, because I'm driving, so I have to memorize my points. So let me say my points, and then I'll hear you guys, because I'll forget it.
Go ahead.
But this is the reason why I think that Daboll and Shane should be fired. Because, first of all, I don't see no leadership. Number two, I don't see player development. Number three, the in-game decisions, horrible. Number four, the scheme for the quarterback, vanilla. Number five, which of the teams which area of the team has improved because they've been waiting for a quarterback? Number six, a lot of ifs. And anointing a rookie as a true leader, I think he lost the whole team there. And then he's gonna say, I think it was last year or the year before, oh, this is how it looks when you win a game. When I think he said when you have a quarterback or a competent quarterback. Well, look at Daniel Jones. So only if you have a superstar quarterback, you are good. I think that look at New England, look at the Bears. They have new coaches and they have areas in their team that they are improving, even if the quarterback is not playing well.
Yeah.
I don't see anything in the Giants that I can say. And another thing, Tiki, just to close up, when you was a running back, you had all the talent. Tom Coughlin came and threw a little bit of seasoning and helped you how to hold the ball. But he didn't make you the player that was. It was all you. It was all you. So coaches can help the player get a little bit of improvement, but can definitely destroy players in the locker room.
Right. So
thank you very much, guys. I love you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Looks all those situations are different. New England is different than Chicago, is different than New York. But you're right about one thing. Coaches are supposed to fine-tune you, right? And it wasn't Tom. It was Gerald Ingram, my running back coach. But it was Tom's gets the credit because he was the head coach. A good head coach not only motivates you, but he gives you the tools to make you your greatest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about who's getting better, who's taking the next strides, that's what you want to look at. That's what you, as an organization, that's what you want to evaluate. Are guys getting the teaching to take the next step in their development? And we can say that about Brian Burns, right?
Oh, definitely.
We can say that about,
yeah, who else can we say
Andrew
that about?
Thomas?
He was already a stud.
True. I'm honestly thinking out loud. Who,
no,
who
I don't
else
think
can we say that about?
I don't think there's many others.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the issue that you're facing, is that while everybody wants to focus on the big picture and this team stinks and they only won two games this year, you have to get granular when you want to evaluate somebody. And I think the 30,000-foot view, we already know what that evaluation is. But now when you start digging down into the granular nature of coaching, who's getting better?
Yeah, not enough.
Not enough? I don't know if anybody is.
It's really Brian Burns, who's had a monster year this year, deserves all the credit for the year he's had.
Right.
But that's pretty much it.
More than not, guys are getting worse. Bobby Okereke is getting worse. Dexter Lawrence has gotten worse.
Deontay Banks,
as amazing as that sound, has gotten worse.
I guess we could say Jackson Dart is a rookie. Right?
He's a rookie.
Right, so he's getting better from what? Just being drafted?
Just from getting the opportunity.
Right.
And
Russell Wilson got worse.
That's just not a good sign. And it's depressing to even think about. Now, with that being said, I still think the Giants can win games. It's not as if I'm this is a completely hopeless situation. It feels like the leadership is just disjointed. The decision-making in games is just disjointed. Nobody feels to be walking in the same direction. And when you start being individuals, forget it, dude. Forget it.
Yeah. Mike is in Fairfield. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I hope everybody's having a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Hey Evan, I don't remember every obscure interaction you have with fans, but if I told you Nets, Bucks, Game 7, Durant,
Nets, Bucks, Durant at the line. Yeah. Just tell me you're not the guy who said we got this. If you're that guy, I need to move on with my day.
I am, bro.
Oh, no. You got this guy?
You put me in the books?
Mike, unfortunately, I have to let you go because your phone sucks. Otherwise, we could continue this conversation. But, yeah, unfortunately, at that game, Game 7.
The hapless Nets.
I'll make this very quick so we can get back to the stuff that matters. When Durant hit the game-tying shot, which, by the way, in the moment, I never thought was a game winner because I didn't think it. Mm-hmm. His foot was behind the line, so at least I was salvaged from that moment. The game was going to overtime after they made one final stop, and I was the only person in Barclays Center sitting. Everyone else was standing, screaming. And he just screams at me, Ev, we got this. And I turned back and said, how the F do you know?
No biggie.
And when they ended up losing that game, all I could think about it, what's going to haunt me forever, it still does all these years later, is, we got this guy. So it sucks that his phone didn't continue, but honestly, I didn't really want to hear anything else from him.
No biggie.
What's he going to tell us?
Right.
We got this. Yeah, we got this, all right. We got something, that's for sure. Diego is in East Meadow. Hey, Diego.
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
What's up,
Let
man?
The record show that in the match versus Sean Morash and the Clout Chaser, I'm on Team Morash.
But, good to know. Good to know.
As a loser on my way to Chicago, there is nothing this team can show me this weekend that makes me want to keep the coach. He loses the games he's supposed to, and he loses the games that he's winning. So, like, what else do you want to see? It's time to move on. Let's get a new coach.
You know where I disagree with you? And I'm going to say something really unrealistic, but I disagree with the notion of there's nothing he can do to change your mind. What if they just keep winning?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that'll happen. We actually had fun with a poll yesterday, Teak, where I said, what is likelier to happen? The Giants win out, the Nets make the playoffs, or Tommy dates Sidney Sweeney.
Oh.
And Tommy won by a lot.
Tommy dating Sidney Sweeney won by a lot.
Yeah, but just so you know, I then put the same poll out a few hours later and had Morash dating Sidney Sweeney, and he also won by a lot.
Oh, okay.
So
not a good sign for the locals.
So basically, and by the way, just to make things worse.
Poor Sidney Sweeney.
No. To make things worse, of the Giants winning their final eight games, the Nets making the playoffs... The Nets making the playoffs did beat the Giants winning their final eight games by 7%, depending on which poll. So I get it's unrealistic. I want to point that out. But where I disagree with Diego respectfully is if sports really sportses us and the Giants go on a run, you're wrong.
Yeah.
The discourse would change. It's the way we are as sports fans.
100%. You'd feel optimistic about it.
But no one thinks that's going to happen.
Well, it just we haven't seen it happen yet.
Right.
We haven't seen it consistently because even the games that they're supposed to or they should have won, they lost. And so I don't – you become a losing team. You are losers. And I'm not saying that to be derogatory. It's just you lose games that you should win. You're a loser, period.
The New Orleans Saints and the Denver Broncos game.
The only way to change that – is to win football games.
Yes.
It sounds so simple. It really does. And games, football comes down to one or two or five plays. The Giants on every one of those moments is not winning those one or two or five plays.
Yeah. Pablo in Dover, New Jersey. Hey, Pablo.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to disagree with you real quick, Evan. I don't agree or see a possible comparison between Ryan Poles and Joe Shane. I'm a Giants fan, but Ryan Poles in his tenure, he's hit in the three facets of roster building, the draft, the Bryce Young trade alone deserved him a second chance. He's hit in trades. He's hit in free agency. Joe Shane doesn't hit in anything. The Bears, you could argue, had the worst or one of the worst head coaches in football last year. They were held back by him. Mm. I don't think if you put Ben Johnson on the Giants this year with the talent that the Giants have, which is directly responsible, Joe Shane, the results are going to be the same. The wide receiver room during his entire tenure has been horrific, the defensive backfield. So Joe Shane, to me, is Gettleman 2.0. I say that why? Because Gettleman got to go through two head coaches. Gettleman drafted a quarterback, and what ended up happening? Daniel Jones got inherited by this regime. I hope Daniel Jones walks so Jackson Dart can run. John Mayer do the right thing. Give this kid a fair chance. Clean house, man. The rating is on the wall.
I think you're right about a lot of what you say concerning some of the differences between Ryan Poles and Joe Shane, but here's where you're wrong. The record. I mean, the Chicago Bears coming into this year under Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus had won 15 games and lost 36.
Yeah.
It's a terrible win-loss record. Right. Now, you could look deeper at the roster and say, hey, I felt better about it. That's why you kept them. They were 15-36. And if you look at the Shane-Daboll marriage, really since the latter part of 2022, but to be fair, 23, 24, and this year, you're kind of looking at the same results, and that's where it's the same.
Yeah.
Not necessarily looking at the rosters individually, but in terms of they were both losing a lot of games, they drafted a young quarterback that you had hoped for,
right,
and they fired the coach and kept the general manager.
Yeah, and so I think Ryan Poles was lucky in a way because of the guys who worked out for him, right? Darnell Wright, the offensive line, he's been good. Obviously, Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze, they've been good. But not all of their players have hit. There are a couple, and looking at some of their draft picks, D lineman, Zach Pickens, I guess he's okay. Tyreek Stevenson, a cornerback, he's all right, but again, it's not about hitting on all the draft picks. It's about guys getting better once they're on your team.
Yes.
So the general manager has one of the toughest jobs because you don't know if what these kids are doing in college is going to translate. But you should know that if you have the right coaching staff, they're going to get better than what they were when you first drafted them.
Since the playoff year, and I'm going to include that entire playoff year because I don't think it's fair to nitpick the last bunch of games and show a losing record. If you look at 23-24 and so far this year, this regime, the head coach and general manager, are 11-32. So it's not good. It's basically the same. Now, I think the Giants, and I think we mostly all think this just because this is the way it appears, whether it's through reports or just the nature of the way John Mara talked about Brian Daboll at the end of last year and talked about Joe Shane. It feels like the GM's keeping his job and the coach isn't,
right,
whether I agree with it or not, or you agree with it or not. It feels like we're moving in that direction, and I would say at least from a win-loss standpoint, it is similar to the Chicago Bears. Does it mean it's going to work out the same way? Not necessarily. I don't know who your next head coach is.
No.
Is it going to be a Ben Johnson-like? Probably not.
I mean, I don't. Are we running out of those guys?
I don't know.
Like, how many are there?
I don't know. I mean, it's a great question because that's the next focus of business that we're all going to start to have. It's like as Jet fans, we're monitoring the draft because we're loaded with draft picks.
Yep.
Giant fans are going to start monitoring the coaching market.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start to think of, oh, who's the hot offensive coordinator? And I don't know. I don't think anyone, Cliff Kingsbury jumps out at you, I guess.
Yeah.
Who else?
I guess. Not really. Wes Phillips.
Joe Brady? You going to go to the Buffalo tree again? No. Let's just exchange one OC for another. I mean, I don't know.
That would seem premature to me.
Yeah.
I like Joe Brady, but that would seem premature.
Tony's in Bayonne, New Jersey. Hey, Tony.
Yeah, guys, going back to the Denver game, if Daboll had ran the ball on the 3rd and 6, he managed the clock better. They were able to run the clock out on the next possession. And they get that win. Are we still talking about him being fired, do you think?
No. Even if they get beat up by the Eagles.
That game feels like a season-changing, coach-defining game.
Yeah.
It just does on every level. And I think your words are going to be very prophetic with what you were saying after that game about the decision to throw on 3rd and 5. Because I think the image of the 2025 New York Giants, at least the failing part of the 2025 Giants, is that game. And the way they blew it.
That play.
And that play.
100%. The game was already, momentum was already flipping to Denver. It fully went their way when you throw an interception and let them score in under a minute.
I can never prove this. So off air, Sean and I were talking about the painful losses since we're doing the Cinco
because, by
de
the way,
Pano.
Jackson Dart, I mean, not Jackson Dart, Bo Nix is not that good of a quarterback.
No kidding. Especially
he's
watching
not
last
that
night.
Good of a quarterback. So how in the hell did he do that to you?
No, it's a great point. We were talking off air about our Cinco de Pano lists, and today is Tiki's day, 5 o'clock. He's going to list the 5 most painful losses of his career as a fan, as a player, however he wants to do it. And we were talking, Sean brought up game 1, Nets Celtics in 22. They lost this brutal game and then got swept.
Yeah.
And Sean made the point, it just feels like they win that game, everything's different. I want to equate that to the Giants right here. It does sort of feel, even though there's no way to prove this, just like he could never prove that the Nets weren't just going to lose the next 4 games anyway. It feels like that Denver game would have changed everything.
Yeah.
It feels like if they won that game, if they held on for dear life, everything's different.
Right, because you had just beat the Eagles. You go to Denver, you beat Denver, then you have the Eagles again. Not that you beat them, but it feels different. You're not depressed because you just gave a game away in Mile High. And then, so say you beat the Eagles again. Then all of a sudden, you're not only winning, your coach has not even thought about being on the hot seat. And you're talking about maybe we can sneak into the playoffs.
Now, I have a comparison for you that involves you. Because I always thought this as a sports fan.
Okay.
And this is going to be like the 3rd time we've brought this game up this week. So this is really getting a lot of attention. And I'm sure it may come up later with your Cinco de Pano. That's up to you. I always thought as a football fan that you guys blowing that game to the Niners also changed history.
Of course.
Because if you win, sure, maybe you go on a run and win the Super Bowl. Who knows?
Yeah, we go down to Tampa. I think we beat Tampa. But they were good.
But the following year, and maybe this is the part you won't agree with me, you guys sucked. You won 4 games.
Oh, look.
I feel like the seasons would have been different. Like, everything could have changed if you didn't blow that game. Is that crazy?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So that 0-3 wildcard loss, it was emotion changing, I think, for the organization. Because we took the jumbo jet, the double decker. So the plane has upper level, lower level. Like, we never take those. We took it out to San Francisco because we traveled so many people, front office, etc. And after that game, I remember Jim Fossil asking me to come upstairs. So all the coaches were upstairs. And so I went upstairs and I sat with Jim, and he started talking about how they're going to try to fire him. Like, he's like, I know the writing's on the wall. I can see it already.
You're talking about after the loss to the Niners?
This was after the Niners on the plane home.
So you guys were in the playoffs, lost that brutal game, and he thought he was getting fired.
Well, don't forget, and if you're a Giant fan, you remember this. Ernie, of course, he tried to fire Fossil multiple times.
Right.
Multiple times. And he just kept winning. Right? Hey, you know what? I'm pushing my chips to the center of the table. In 2000, this team's going to the... to the playoffs. Because don't forget, remember how it happened.
Yeah.
George Young hired Jim Fossil, and then George Young retired, and Ernie, of course, he took over. So Ernie always wanted his own head coach.
Right.
But Jim kept winning. First year, we go to the playoffs. We don't lose a game in the division. Next year, I forget what happened in 98, 99, 2000. We're about to fall apart. Pushes his chips in the center of the table. We go to the postseason. 2001, we have a pretty okay season. 2002, we're in the playoffs again. And it was just like inevitable that something was going to get him fired. And so after that game, I go upstairs and we're chatting, and he's like, they're going to try to fire me. I know it. And he wanted me to be even take on more of a leadership role and try to make this team a winning team. Because if it doesn't work out, he knew he was gone. And that's what happened. We weren't good enough that next year. And he got fired halfway through the season, and he stayed on. And The rest is history. Tom Coughlin comes in. And look, it worked out. Ernie was
right. That's the crazy part. Like, right. The bad year turned out to be a good thing.
It was a good thing for the organization. We drafted Eli. Coughlin comes in. Ernie, of course, he is vindicated because he's like, I needed a coach that could take me to the next level. And it was Tom Coughlin. But things like this happen, man.
Yeah.
It's the reality of the business. You do not take a job in the NFL on any capacity. That's from a coach, player, anything standpoint, and expect to have a lifetime contract. It doesn't happen.
Even the greats get fired. 100%. Very rarely do you get to walk away on your own terms, right. Like Bill Cowher.
You are fired. You are hired to get fired.
Bill Belichick got fired.
Yeah.
So it's almost inevitable. Glenn is in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Glenn.
How are you doing, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
First of all, about the Daboll thing, it's easy to pick on a guy, and we don't know what's going to happen over the next so many weeks. But the one thing I can say is, to me, looking from the outside, this team has never quit on him. We go back to last year, Indianapolis, and everybody, most of the Giants fans in the area are complaining that they won a game and they're going to mess up their draft.
Right.
The players enjoyed that win. They enjoyed playing for the guy.
No doubt.
I love the fire he comes with. Unfortunately, yes, it is a results business, but how in God's name, I see improvement on the offense, the offensive line, we're moving the ball, we're scoring. How the defensive coordinator got on the charter flight back to New York after Denver, I don't know. I just can't figure that part out. We have a defense, and we're not talking about changing coaches. That's my opinion.
No, you're right about that, Glenn. If they get stops in Denver, they get, they don't look anemic against the Eagles. It feels different.
I think the Saints game too. That's the other one.
Yeah, but that was really just a play defensively.
No, I agree. But like, if they win that game, it's just that everything feels different.
But that was all on the off. That was all of rookie and rookies making bad mistakes.
Absolutely. Different reasons for why it happened. It was rookies being rookies, as you would say.
Yeah.
Rookies suck, and it was turnover after turnover. But it's the other game that I look at and say, you win that game.
Yeah.
It's just...
But that one was different. Like, when you lose a turnover battle like that, when you're -5, you're not supposed to win. You just can't. So I can't include that one. It's really, to me, just the Denver game.
Yeah.
Sitting at 3-6, you just feel very different right now.
I think that a lot of times, and maybe this doesn't equate to you, Sean, because as a diehard fan, you remember everything. But as the seasons go by and you get older, you start to forget about seasons. They start to be defined by maybe one thing, one or two things. Like, if I said to you, Tommy, the 2011 Mets, like, what do you remember about the 2011 Mets?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So sometimes there'll just be one image. There'll be one moment. I believe years from now, if someone ever said, 25 Giants, they blew it in Denver. It's going to be, that's going to be the, now you may say rookie year of Jackson Dart, I guess. That's certainly a part of it.
I know that we don't count it, and I'm on board with this. We're going to remember the Dallas game, too.
The Dallas game? Why? Russell Wilson was the quarterback. I've already almost forgotten. When you said Dallas, I had to
rip my brain a little bit. Because two things are at play here. Them losing that game might have been the best thing in terms of getting Jackson Dart here, but the coaching in that game, playing the prevent, allowing, knowing that Aubrey was the weapon. Like, when we're talking about remembering horrific losses, they had finally beaten the Dallas Cowboys with 25 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think so, though, Sean. Here's the reason why. Because the kickoff got out to the 30-something. They were going to overtime regardless. They needed 13 yards. I mean, I'm not even joking, 13 yards to get in field goal range. They even said it after the game. Paulson Adebo, I believe, said the line we needed to prevent was the 50. The 50. They were going to try a 68 or whatever the heck that is, yard field goal. So it was going to overtime. They get to overtime. They make a stop. All game, they don't make a stop. They make a stop. So we can put this on the defense, but this was also on Russell having his two worst plays when it mattered most. So we want to talk about Russell Wilson coming here and being clutch. Well, when you clutch in a game where you throw for 400 yards, don't screw it up when it matters.
I agree with that.
So I hear what you're saying, but I respectfully have to disagree.
That's fine.
It just hit me. It's finally happened. How long have we been doing shows? 2.5 years?
2.5.
I have an obvious, someone says to me, hey, what's your favorite thing doing a show with Joe Benengo? I have an answer. When he goes unhinged on the Jets. When someone asked me, hey, what was your favorite thing about doing a show with Craig Carton? It would be like when he got unhinged and started doing a comedy rant and he brought the megaphone out. And I'm just laughing. I got my thing about Tiki and it just happened. And it may be even better than the descriptions of Craig and Joe. With all due respect to Craig and Joe, I love you guys. When Tiki Barber shuts down Sean Moran in such a way, like respectfully, but like a hard ass, that's your thing. Mm. That's your thing that I love the most. Doesn't mean there aren't other things I love about you, just like there were plenty of other things I loved about Joe and Craig. But those were always my favorite. That's my favorite thing.
Well, you're
welcome.
Thank you.
I like it too. You know how I could tell?
Why?
When he puts it that way, I can't fight back on that. When you try to fight me back, I'm like, what the hell does Evan know about this? Let me go after him.
That's true. This has nothing to do with me. This is about observing everybody else. When we come back, more of your phone calls, of course. Busy Friday, 888-808-1019. And yes, what did Aaron Glenn say about the quarterback situation? It's like a daily test. We will hear from the head coach of the New York Jets concerning who knows, if we know, and what we know about who the starter is going to be Sunday against the Browns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.